We were just talking about whether we're narcissists for only doing podcasts when we actually have a song.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the whole thing is just kind of narcissistic, like, yeah, in general, right? I mean, so.
That's what song fights are all about.
Yeah, don't be ashamed.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that in there anyway. Yeah. No, I mean, I actually kind of prefer it when it's the most... Like, I like the side fights and the cover fights when they are the most narcissistic and incestuous. You know, I like songfighters covering other songfighters instead of songfighters covering other songs or giving people just random stuff to do. I like it when it's looking inward.
But it stays in the family.
Exactly. When it's stuff that nobody else in the world could possibly relate to. That's when I like it the best.
That's right. That's why we all love the meta songfight songs the most.
Oh,
we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. Should we launch into it?
Yeah, let's talk about some songs.
All right, welcome to Two Jerks, One Vote. It's been a while. We've been kind of out of commission for some what I'll call legit life events from both Chumpy and I.
And I will call laziness.
Let's call it a combination. But no, we've each, you know, been doing some other serious things that have lessened the priority of these podcasts. That's my excuse for us anyway. But this time around, we have another guest, a returning guest. It's Owl. And I'm going to do pretty much the same intro from the last time that she was a guest for this podcast during the Two Hits song fight. Owl is a three-time, three-peat song fight champion as Miscellaneous Owl. And as part of Vowel Sounds, she's won 6 song fights. And since our last podcast with her, Vowel Sounds won Nurine 14 with their amazing suite of songs that all followed one consistent narrative, all excellent songs, and an incredible accomplishment. She also makes wonderful songs and music videos with her band Gentle Brontosaurus. Check them out on Bandcamp and on YouTube. Very recently, she did a collaboration with another band, but we'll get to that later. Welcome back, Owl.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, our pleasure. Do you have anything that you want to plug? I forgot to plug the actual website, which is gentlebrontosaurus.com. Is that true, or is it something else?
I believe that's true. Yeah, it just points to the other places.
Yeah.
You know, our Bandcamp and so on and so forth. I usually post the various solo songs and demos that I do of varying levels of quality to the Miscellaneous Owl Bandcamp, which is miscellaneousowl.bandcamp.com. But, you know, it's all stuff for things like FOM and Songfight and 5090s, so there's nothing super polished up there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it. I mean,
I wanted to ask you if Spin Tunes was on your radar this time around.
I don't know when Spin Tunes is happening. It kind of depends how much time and energy I have.
I want to say January. Up. Like, I think there was just something on the boards about it.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I'll kind of see how my life is looking at that point, I think.
Yeah, I think it's
shorter, right? It's like a smaller commitment than Nurine, right?
Yeah.
That's right. It's only, I'm spacing on how many songs it is. It's like 4 or 5 songs, I want to say. 4 or 5 rounds.
And there's an entire week, I think, between songs.
Yeah, you have a week to write and submit the song, then there's a week judging period, and then they start it up again. So it's a little more laid back, I want to say. At least you get a little break, but yeah.
So it looks like January 16th, 2020 is when it begins.
Is that on the boards, or is that
Yeah, that was on the
website?
Boards.
I missed it. I got to keep up with the boards. I just don't.
Governing Dynamics is going to be hosting rather than Dr. Lindyke.
Oh.
So we probably won't be judges. We'll get another chance to compete.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to be judges anyway.
I'm pretty sure we're not after the last debacle.
Yeah, no, it was fine and everything. It's just different, I think. Okay, so should we move into the reviews?
Yeah, let's talk about Try Me. What was your initial thought when you heard the title?
I thought it wasn't a bad title at all. I thought the optional challenge was not necessarily fantastic. I thought that it's something that incorporating it into a song might ruin a song and may have ruined some of these songs that we're gonna hear. Also, I thought, oh, they stole from one of our ideas for Nurine, but of course they didn't because they couldn't have known.
Right.
So it's
and
just
we rejected that for Nurine. We thought, oh, this is just gonna ruin songs.
I think that we didn't explicitly reject it. We had other better ideas that came up and took prominence over ASMR, because I think that at least one of the judges was way, way into the idea of having ASMR. And I think I suggested it and regretted it almost immediately because I was like, yeah, this is going to ruin anything. But yeah, in this case, maybe not so much. But, some people definitely did it better than others. But the title itself, I didn't have any problem with. What did you think, Owl?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good title. You know, it's not one of those ones that's so ultra specific that it seems hard to write to, I guess. And, you know, seemed like there are kind of a lot of different ways you could take this. I wasn't so sure about the ASMR challenge just because I was like, oh God, am I going to have to listen to, you know, like 20 songs of just people like making noises into the mic. It doesn't really sound that pleasant, but I think mostly people don't go too over the top with that.
Yeah. I'm going to eat something wet for 3 minutes.
First, we'll start.
I mean, that was what
guava.
I did for the last challenge, basically. So the for whoever listening who wasn't paying attention, the last fight was the optional challenge was play your instruments with food. So one of the things that I did was percussion. That was just me eating a stick of celery like a wood chipper. I didn't like sample it once and then play it back, you know, every time I needed the sound, which you would think would be kind of the best thing to do. I was just like, I'm just going to eat this whole stick of celery at once. And it turns out to be kind of hard because like you can't really swallow. Like you're not chewing fast enough to be able to swallow at the same time, or you get a gap in your percussion. So a lot of gross mouth sounds.
But people loved it. It got third place. So so there's something to that. Yeah. And I liked it. I liked the song a lot. So yeah. I don't want to encourage that sort of a thing, but hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think a lot of people went with that challenge. It was just 3 people, I think, maybe. But I was like completely delighted by the descriptions of everyone who did, you know. Hot Pink Halo posted an Instagram video, I think, of her playing melodica with bananas. And I don't know. It just made my day.
That's pretty cool.
And the carrot saxophone mouthpiece, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, yeah, I mean, that's all in, you know, like the song is about carrots and it's played with the carrot and I just liked it.
Inflatable.
Even if, you know, it is the kind of challenge that could very easily ruin a lot of songs. But I really enjoyed the whole meta challenge for that one, too.
Yeah.
I feel like inflatable vegetables missed their chance with that title.
Did they ever?